This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. When I was in high school, I had a chemistry teacher who liked to blow things up. Mix a little of this chemical with a little of that chemical, light a match, and then bam! Smoke, flames, and a whole room of teenagers saying, "Wow, cool, how did that happen?" The shock of the explosion, even a small explosion, was enough to compel a group of teenagers to pay attention to a lesson about, for example, formulas or atomic weight. But let's say you're a scientist without a captive audience of students. How do you get people, mostly non-scientists, to care about the nugget of scientific wisdom you'd like to share? Granite Geek David Brooks has been reporting on this for the Concord Monitor, and he joins us now. Hey, David.
Hello.
So you started looking into this question of how to get people interested in science when you heard about a guest speaker scheduled to come to St. Paul's School in Concord this week. Tell us about this guest.
Now, I've been trying to get people interested in science since practically before you were born, young man. Anyway.
I stand corrected.
There we go. So the guy's name is Cody Don Reeder. He goes by the three names. He's actually a Utah college student who has something of a following on YouTube with videos he makes, homemade videos about sciencey stuff. He calls it Cody's Lab. And it has garnered enough attention that it came to the attention of some of the teachers at St. Paul's School. And they have a project called the Lovejoy lecture series on Friday evenings where they try to bring interesting people to talk about different stuff. And he seemed like somebody interesting to talk about it. And particularly about not just about the research he's done or the science he likes to do, but kind of the approach he takes to it.
You don't need to know a lot about science to appreciate what Cody's doing in Cody's lab.
Absolutely not. I mean, and so he's an outgoing guy, and he lives on this ranch in Utah, and he carries a gun around, and he sets some. So, for example, one of his videos is about how to make your own gunpowder and using your own urine, among other things, which is really appealing to start with, right? But it kind of sets it in, you know, what happens after the apocalyptic when the zombies are coming, and if you need guns and you run out of bullets, well, I can make my own gunpowder. So it's entertaining that way as well.
Mm-hmm. He's got one video about whether or not you can flush mercury down the toilet. We have some sound from this video, which is quite compelling. So in this video, he's trying it incrementally, as scientists often do.
And he's trying it on not on a real toilet, but on one he built himself, because if you did this in a real toilet, it would be very bad.
Right, bad for your septic system
bad.
Or wherever that mercury would happen to end up. No, this is a closed system. So he's flushing a little bit of mercury, and that works. He tries a little more, that works. And then he tries to clog the toilet with mercury, and here's what that sounds like.
So I guess the question now becomes, could I actually clog a toilet with mercury? I have here a whole flask of mercury. Let's see what happens when I tip it in.
So he's pouring the mercury. It's a lot of mercury.
There it is. I plugged the toilet with mercury.
There you go. If that wasn't scientific, I don't know what is.
Well, big surprise. The toilet will not flush several pounds of mercury. But so, David, my question watching this video was, I don't want to say it callously, like, who cares? But why is this valuable?
I think it's valuable because he's showing what the scientific method is, which is you have an interesting question, you try and think of ways to study it, you see what happens, and as a result of what happens, you might change your question and study it some more. And science, for many of us, is this boring thing that gets thrown at us from people in ivory towers, and who cares? Instead, this guy is demonstrating how science is a process, and it's fun, and it's interesting, and it can give you an insight into what's happening around you.
So is part of the value here the fact that this might be a gateway for folks who aren't necessarily automatically interested in science, but this might be a doorway into science?
Well, that's certainly, I think, his appeal. I mean, he just started making these videos because he thought they were fun. He told me, you know, he made one because he wanted his grandma to see what he was doing, and then enough people started watching it that he kept making it. So it's not like he had some, you know, highfalutin plan. But I think it's a great way for, you know, the 95% of the world that doesn't do science to get some vague sense of what science is, some appreciation for science. Certainly we need that these days. There's, a lot of sort of anti-science thinking out there. So at least this makes you realize that it not only has value, but it has an appeal, and it's really interesting. So I'm not quite sure what he's planning to do at his presentation at St. Paul's on Friday at 7 o'clock, but it'll probably be interesting. One thing he is doing when he's flying out here, he's assuming TSA lets him, he's going to do some weighing with a very precise scale in the flight to see if he can detect a change in weight caused by traveling for and against the spin of the Earth. So that'll be interesting to hear.
All right. Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor who would flush anything down the toilet to get you to pay attention to the geeky stuff found at graniteGeek.org.